The luxury cruise liner Crystal Serenity, which stopped in Nome last month, won't be coming around to Alaska again for at least 2 years. The passengers it unloaded in New York City on Saturday morning will be the last on its Northwest Passage route until at least 2020. KNOM's Gabe Colombo has more.
According to Crystal Cruises, the ship was booked full last year with nearly 1,000 passengers. But the numbers weren't quite so high this summer, with around 20% fewer bookings. The Northwest Passage cruise is one of the most expensive operated by the company, with fares ranging from around $20,000 to over $120,000 per person. These price tags are an indicator of the economic boost such a ship brings with it. Robert Hafner is executive director of the Nome Chamber of Commerce, and he says the impact in Nome is more far-reaching than you might think.
The gift shops tend to go out and buy from a lot of the local people to supply their gift shop with the goods that they need to sell to the tourists. We know the restaurants that provide the catering, the buses that are hired require the bus drivers there, which because the bus is being used, they have to buy fuel.
Hafner says the absence of the Serenity in the coming years could be significant.
A lot of our businesses, they ramp up a little bit for. They buy extra gear getting ready to supply those customers. So, you know, that kind of money that's not flowing through our community, even if it is just one day, we need. And it's too bad that they, at this time, are not intending to come back.
For local businesses and artists on the ground last month, results were mixed. Angela Hansen, who coordinated vendors for the Berry Festival in Anvil City Square, says native carvers did especially well. A number of passengers off the Serenity purchased large, expensive pieces. And Hannah Katingan, who was working a fundraiser for her basketball team, says their food was very popular.
Dedicated Donna. She had to go back and make more agudak. And then we had reindeer stew. That sold out as well.
But overall, Hansen says about two-thirds of the total revenue still came from locals. Though cruise ship passengers contribute to the local economy, large vessels like Serenity can also pose a threat to the wildlife harvested for food and goods. Austin Amasik is a marine advocate for Kowarik, and in workshops he's led throughout Western Alaska, he says communities have reiterated,
"We should not underestimate the potential impacts from increased shipping. Discharge in all of its forms, impacts potentially from noise, disrupt marine life."
According to Ed White, an environmental specialist with the state of Alaska's cruise ship monitoring program, Serenity was nearly in full compliance with state requirements when inspected earlier this year. But Amasik says that could be misleading, since those requirements only apply to the state waters near shore. John Stoll, vice president for land operations with Crystal Cruises, says the ship takes a number of environmental precautions, including low-grade fuel, freezing garbage, and...
We actually have an osmosis machine, reverse osmosis machine on board, so we make our own water on board. And then as far as black and gray water, we wait to displace that as well. We'll keep that on the Shackleton so we don't disperse any of that while we're in the northern regions. So.
Such efforts, expensive ones, as Stoll notes, may not be required for Crystal with Serenity away from the Arctic. In the end, whatever the fate of Serenity in Alaska, it looks like more ships, large and small, coming through Nome is a reality that's here to stay. Reporting in Nome, I'm Gabe Colombo.